There is a strong Japanese influence in this American-made cabinet. The Art Institute's Ellen Roberts.
After the 1876 Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia, where the Japanese government had a section of the exhibition, Americans really fell in love with Japan. And so what Herter Brothers is doing was evoking Japanese objects that they had seen. They use a technique called ebonizing, in which they paint the wood black so that it looks like a Japanese lacquer box. And the inlay suggests the kind of decoration you might have on a lacquer box that would have been in gold.
The firm's chief designer in these years was Christian Herter, who had immigrated to the United States from Germany as a young man.
He is using other motifs as well, like the Egyptian revival claw feet you see here. This was the period of the aesthetic movement. Designers like Christian Herter would freely combine these motifs from different cultures as long as they still created a sense of overall harmony. Herter Brothers worked for the highly wealthy classes in New York at the end of the 19th century, and a piece like this would cost an immense amount to make.